Good afternoon. My name is Christopher Butcher. I'm the festival director of the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, and I'm the manager of the Beguiling Books and Art. I'd like to ask you all to join me in welcoming one of our featured guests of the festival today, Mr. Furuya Usumaru.
Very nice to meet you. My name is Mr. Furuya Usumaru.
今日は、トロントに、招待していただき、本当に嬉しく思っています。
I'm very happy that I'm invited to TCAF.
すごくブースを見て回っても刺激的な作品ばかりで、とても、参考になるし、すごく興奮しています。
I'm very excited when I walked around the booth. I see a lot of works, which is very stimulating for me.
I just want to do a short introduction to Mr. Furuya's work. I actually gave a short version of the speech, last night at a reception we held for him at the Japan Foundation. But Mr. Furuya's work in English premiered, it was called Shortcuts, and it premiered in a magazine called Pulp. And Pulp was very revolutionary at the time because many of the manga that were translated into English 10, 15 years ago were generally from 10 or 15 years before that. It was very rare to have a contemporary or cutting-edge manga translated into English. And when Shortcuts was released, it had only been a couple of years, it was only a couple of years old, and it was about the then burgeoning youth culture in Japan, which was fascinating to me. It's told with a lot of humor. It's very, very funny, and it exaggerates for comedic effect as well. But to be a manga fan, as I was, and to encounter something that was so raw and vital in amongst other reprints from the early and mid-1980s was fantastic. It was very, very, it was exciting for me. And it was a little bit dirty, too, which I liked. It made me want to learn more about Japanese culture, to realize that there was this sort of vibrant youth culture. And the thing that struck me about Mr. Furuya's handling of the culture was that he would bring in his own sort of artistic experiences and knowledge into the work. So sort of referencing Edward Munch's the Scream in the context of a girl telling a boy she likes him was actually amazing. Like it was, it had all kinds of artistic and contemporary literary touchstones incorporated into the sort of humor comics and things like that he was doing as well. And so it was a revelation for me. And he quickly and has still quickly became and has still remained one of my favorite artists, mangaka especially. I later discovered his work in French. Actually, Mr. Furuya's work has been translated fairly consistently in French language books. Whereas Shortcuts Volume 2 marked his last appearance in North America, published appearance in North America. That was in 2001, and he wasn't published again in North America until this year, with Genkaku Picasso from Viz and Lychee Light Club from Vertical. So for almost 10 years, this work from an artist I loved, and I would go and I would reread Shortcuts over and over again, was unavailable. It helps that I could buy works in French, and it helps that I could get works in Japanese and desperately try to work my way through what was going on in something like, well, something like this. I mean, I don't know if you can tell, but this is a pretty ornate and fantastic book, and I just couldn't figure it out. Lots of kids flying through the air and stuff. Beautiful, let me assure you. But the art is more than enough to keep me interested in this work. And so I actually wanted to go back to the very beginning with my first question for Mr. Furuya. The actual first work that was translated by Mr. Furuya was Palaupeli. A short segment of these strips were reprinted in a book called Secret Comics Japan and in Tokyo Edge, which was a book that Viz put out about underground culture and youth culture in Japan. And it takes a fairly standard format, a four-panel gag strip, and it uses that strip to tell stories amazingly. The stories are short, they're gags, they're funny, but there's so much artistic experience and there's so much formalist experimentation in the work that I was always, like, I was blown away by it, just in the few strips I've seen in English. So, and he used that formalism in Shortcuts as well. And more recently, his work has been much more direct, like aimed at a shonen and seinen audience. So, Mr. Furuya, if you could talk a little bit about your formalist early work and your art training and how that influenced the work that you created, and how it, if you don't mind.
ですね、この、パレポリという作品は、僕が24歳ぐらいの頃、高校の美術教師をしている頃に描きました。
I drew Paleopoli when I was 24, and I was also at the same time a high school teacher of art.
まだあの、ま、漫画の小さい頃は描いていたんですが、あの、大人になってから漫画を描いてなかったので、漫画の描き方というのは分かりませんでした。
So, as a child, I used to draw manga, but I never drew manga when I became adult, so I didn't really know how to draw comic books.
なので、あの、小回りというのがやっぱりあの一番漫画にとって難しいことなので、その小回りの表現方法というのはいまいち分からなくて、で、結果的にあの4コマという枠組みで描きました。
Oh, four comma. Hi, hi. It's a four-panel comic strip. Four comma?
So the hardest thing for me is to make like panels because I didn't really know how to do it. So I started drawing like four-panel comic books because it's very normal style of a comic book writing in Japan.
なので、あの、積極的に四コマ漫画をあの選択したというよりもこれしか描けなかったというのが正直なところであります。
So to be honest, I didn't choose for panel. It's more like I couldn't draw any other style but for panel.
で、まああの、まあ美術のなんか選択したので割とあのミニマリズムとかそういうあのまあ、便利な用語があって、まあ、あの自分の中ではこれはミニマルだと言い張ってあの、まあ、その当時は書いておりました。
So because I studied art, I knew the concept of minimalism. So I thought it was a very useful term and I called my artwork minimalism.
で、まあ、あのでこの漫画の中にも、まあ、そういう美術的な用語が結構たくさん出てきたりとかして、まあ、あの自分の中であの自分が戦えるフィールドというのが、まあそのまあ、美術から入ってきたというのでそれしかそれで勝負しようというような感じでした、この頃は。
So, in this comic book there are a lot of art terms because I went to art universitySo I thought this is a field that I can try my best.
で、あのその後このショートカッツという、まあこれもあの同じような小回りが並んでいるような作品を、これは大手の出版社からの依頼で書き始めました。
So short cuts is also kind of similar panel style, but I was asked by a bigger publisher to draw these comic books.
まあ、あのそれもこのパレポリのやり方を少し踏襲して、まあ、それプラスあのコギャル女子高生そういったような感じでもうちょいポップで、読みやすいものに仕上げようと心がけました。
So style is kind of similar to Paleopoli but the story in the shortcut is about like コギャル the high school girls in Tokyo and like a high school culture.
で、まあ、どういったきっかけで、こういう、フォーマリズムっていうんですか、
はい、
フォーマリズムから小回りの作品になっていったかというと、ガーデンを、
はい、
ガーデンの中の、これ袋閉じになって中が見れない作品があります。
So I have a comic book called Garden and within the comic book there's a page that you can read this inside.
切らないといけない。
切らないとい
けない。 You have to cut it after you buy the comic book.
これはちょっと内容的に、まあかなりハードな内容なので、まあ、読みたい人は自主責任で切って読み進めてください。気持ち悪くなったら途中でやめてくださいという内容の、作品、これエミちゃんという作品があります。
I made comic book this way because the content is quite hard and like violent, so it depends on the reader's responsibility. If you want to read it, you have to cut the pages and read it through. And if you get nauseous, you can stop it.
で、この作品書いたときに、これは、先にどんな内容になるかも考えずに、とにかく自分の衝動に任せるまま、書いた、まあ、初めての小回りをされた漫画であります。
So when I wrote this book, I wasn't really thinking about the story. I let my impulse write the comic book.
で、自分の中で、まあ、そういうまあいろんなぐちゃぐちゃとしたなんかこう、自分に対するジレンマとかそういうものが暴力的な表現となって、まあ、形として現れたのがこの作品です。
So I think I was kind of like had a mixed up feeling about me and then like stress about myself and then that made me draw this comic book。
でまあ、それによって、まあ、小回りができるようになったっていうか、小回りに対するこう恐怖感みたいなものがこの作品によってなくなり、そしてまあその後の、まあ、ストーリー漫画へとつながっていきます。
So I guess before I was a bit scared about the paneling because I didn't really know how to do it, but after this book I lost the fear about paneling, so I could move on to the new style。
まあ、そういう意味ではその、まあ、僕みたいな小回りもできないような素人に仕事をくれた当時 の編集の方には大変感謝しています。
So I'm very thankful to the editor who gave me the job at the time because I wasn't very professional not knowing anything about the panels.
Thank you very much for explaining. What did I say the next question would be? I just want to keep it in the order I gave you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I had a follow-up question on art, actually. I noticed that your art has moved from being... You draw very pretty people, like beautiful characters. And I find that your style in things like flowers, your painterly style... is very different from some of your more recent work, which has become very sharp and angular. Can you talk about your development there? Do you have any influences that maybe are pushing you in that direction?
正直自分ではそんなに意識してないんですね。そのスタイルを変化させていくとかそういう。
I wasn't very conscious about my drawing style. I didn't really think about changing the style from flowers to lychee hikari club.
お話を考えるときに内容と あの絵を一緒に思い浮かべるので、その時にその内容に合ったお話を書こうと思うと、まあ、絵も変わっていっちゃうっていう感じだと思うんですけど。
When I think about drawing comic books, I think about the contents and the drawing style at the same time. So when the story changes, I guess the style of drawing changes too.
ただこのライチ光クラブに関しては、80年代の東京グランディニオールというあの劇団の、演劇が元になって漫画、あ、それを漫画にしています。
東京グランディニオールのストーリーもほとんど同じような、
違いますね、あのそれをアレンジして、
So, I was influenced by this theater, underground theater called Tokyo Grand Guignol that was in the 80s.And I saw their theater and I was very influenced by it. So I took the story and arranged it myself and then that's how I drew Lychee Hikari Club.
で、これはあの、まあ、僕が高校生の頃に見たもので、当時の、美術担当、ポスターなどの美術担当、丸尾水広さんが担当していました。そしてまた丸尾水広さんはその役者としても、演劇に、役者として参加されてました。
So I saw the Tokyo Grand Guignol when I was in high school and the poster design was done by Maruo Suehiro. He's kind of like underground comic book artist, but he was also acting in a theater.
で、あの僕はその高校時代からその Maruo Suehiro さんの大ファンで、でまあ、同じ、まあそのデビューしたのも、まあ、そのガロという丸尾先生と同じような同じフィールドであの作品を発表していて、まあ、この作品はそういう意味も丸尾先生へのなんかリスペクトも込めて書いているので、あの割とその丸尾先生の作風っていうのをあのわざと真似しているところもあります。
So I was a big fan of Maruo Suehiro and I debuted in the magazine called Galo and he was also writing comic books in Galo. So I was very happy to work in the same field as Maruo Suehiro and I really respect him. So in the Lychee Hikari Club, I kind of like mimic his style just to show the respect of Maruo.
なので、まあどちらかというと、まあ、フラワーズのこの画集に載っている、まあ、こういう、まあ、絵の方が、まあ、自分の絵に近くて、こちらはわざとあの自分にとっては少しあの自分の絵柄からわざと少し外しているというところでもあります。
So I think flowers is more of my drawing style because it doesn't have much stories in it and Lychee Hikari Club is like, you know, I show homage to Maruo Suehiro and it's got stories so it's a little bit maybe different from my original drawing style.
I've noticed, thank you very much, your next project in English is No Longer Human, which is coming out this September.Ozaku. Dazai Osamu. Sorry. And the style, again, is different than anything I've seen from you before. Were you influenced by the story in developing how you drew it?
これはあの太宰治、日本の文学者太宰治の、人間失格を、現代に舞台をアレンジして、今連載、ちょうど連載が終わったところです。
So, the book is called No Longer Human in English and it's based on a Japanese literature author called 太宰治but the story is set in a contemporary world situation, and I just finished the series.
で、まあ、まあ、なんだろう、 まあ、絵柄とかね、そういうのはこう自分ではあんまりこう意識してないんですよね。こう変えようって意識はしてなくて、まあ、これは割と大人っぽいリアルな、まあ、ストーリーをまあ簡単に言うとですね、その、まあ、一人の男が、まあ人間に対する恐怖心から、まあまあ、どんどん、まあ、落ちていく話で、まあ、最終的にはどんどんこう薬中になっていくような破滅していくお話なんですね。まずそれは説明してください。
So, I wasn't really conscious about my drawing style again, but the story, like I was trying to make it kind of realistic. It's about this man who has a fear towards other people, so he gets scared and then he starts using drugs and he's very self-destruct person and in the end, like, he's totally destroyed.
で、なので、やっぱ絵柄も、割とリアルな自分の中では比較的こうリアルで割と線でこう陰影を結構しつこくつけたりとか、まあ他のやつとは少しだけ絵柄を、まあ、意識してるっていうよりもその内容に合った絵柄に変えています。
So, I wanted to make it realistic, so I guess the drawing style is more kind of like realistic. I was trying to put more shadows, and so I wasn't that conscious, but I guess like I wanted to make it real.
まあ、そういう意味で言うと、僕はこう、まあ、作家にはいろんなタイプがいると思うんですが、こう絵柄ががっちりと変わらなくて、何描いても、まあ、こう絵柄が一つのタイプではなく、作品によって、それを的確に表すにはどうしたらいいんだろうっていう、割とこう、なんだろうな、そういうの なんて言ったらいいんだろうな、割とカメレオンみたいにこう変わるタイプの作家なんじゃないかなと思います。
So I guess there are different types, kinds of artists. Some artists don't really change their drawing style, but I guess like my style changes depending on the story. So I guess like I'm more like a chameleon, I guess.
Thank you for being so forthcoming with your answers. I wanted to actually ask one last question about art. Shortcuts? Your art, I noticed in your comics with you are an artist that is unafraid to stop the story. And show what's going on behind the scenes with you as a creator. There's a great strip here in Shortcuts where you're drawing the bunny character represents Sumaru Furuya. He's drawing and he's like, I'm done with telling 9-panel stories. Up to this, the whole first book and up to this part of the second book, everything's been 9-panel grid. And he says, I'm done. These panels are too small. I want to draw a really big picture. So he interrupts his own story and does this gorgeous double page spread, beautiful, with like pretty girls and God and little cupids and trees and everything that he loves is in this story now. It's 2 pages. It's beautiful. And at the end, he's almost dead. And then the next week, it's just blank panels. It's like, oh, I did too much work, I'm too tired. And he makes it into a joke. It's very, very funny. And then in things like, this is a collection, it's called Wasamurus Usumaru, but you'll even notice like a Photoshop tool palette. is on the cover, showing sort of how he did some of the work. It includes color short stories and things like that that you had done. And then Genkaku Picasso is about an artist and someone who draws and creates and tries to interpret those drawings and invites the reader to interpret those drawings. It's almost like a mystery where you get this drawing at the beginning of the story and the reader has to figure out the drawing and what it's going to mean to the characters by the end of the story. So my question is it as important to you to invite the reader into your creative process to show them how you create things?
まあ、確かにそのショートカッツで見開きを書いた時は非常に疲れてました。
So I was very tired when I drew a shortcut, especially when the pages that Christopher showed you.
小回りもっと自由にしたいっていう気持ちとか、あとこんなちっちゃな絵をたくさん描くのは疲れるみたいな、そういう気持ちはありました。
So I wanted to be free from like panels, especially drawing like small, like detailed drawings. I was tired of it.
で、まあ、そのウサギのこのキャラクターで自分を、まあ、しょっちゅう、まあ、出して自分のこうストレスを作品で発散してたみたいなところあります。
So I drew a rabbit as like my own character and I was drawing like about myself through the rabbit character and release the stress.
そういう意味で言うと、まあ、まあ、非常にこう、まあまあ、わがままなこうことをしていたんだなとは思うんです。
So when I think back, I guess I was kind of selfish.
でもまあそのわがままさをこう正直に出すっていうのもまあなんかまあ読んでる人が僕に親近感を持ってくれたりとかそういうことにもつながっていたのではないかなとは思います。
So I guess I was being kind of like selfish, but it was like being honest, and I guess readers could feel sympathy towards me.
なんだろうな、やっぱりこうピカソの感じな、
ピカソはピカソ君がこう人の心情を描くじゃないですか。で、先生も他の作品で自分の心情を描いてるっていうところで。So what was the actual question about Picasso?
Well, are you, is it important to you the question was, is it important to you as an author to invite the reader to understand your creative process? Do you want them to know about the work that, like all the work that goes in? Or do you want them to just see the finished product?
そうですね、その、読んでる人にその先生の、まあ、プロセスを分かってもらったりとか、うん、その書いてる時の心情を分かってもらったりっていうところが、うん、読者に見せるっていうのは、まあ、あえてやってるんですか？
で、まあ、あえてやってるかどうかっていうと、わざとやってるのかどうかっていうのはこうなんかつい出ちゃうっていうのは本当なところなんですけども、
So I guess I don't really mean to show myself through my work, but it just happens.
まあなんだろうな、多分その辺はそんなに意識はしたことないので、
I wasn't very conscious about it.
まあなんかあれですね、もうちょっとこう昔に比べたらだいぶ出なくなってきたんで、少しこう作家として強くなってきたのかなと今思いました。はい。
So I guess I think when I think about back, I was drawing about myself more often in my like earlier work, and nowadays I don't really show myself. So that shows I'm a stronger person, I guess.
Thank you very much. I guess I wanted to ask a basic question. What is your favorite of your works? What work is your favorite?
自分の作品の中 で一番好きな作品はどれですか？
あのいつでもですね、あの今書いてるものが一番好きなんです。
I like、the best what I'm drawing right now.
なので今はこの、この幻覚ピカソと同じあの、まあ少年ジャンプ、まあ、系の雑誌で連載しているこの定位置の国というのが、まあ、すごく自分では気合を入れて描いてます。
So I'm drawing on 定位置の国 on a shonen jump right now, which、I used to、draw like 幻覚ピカソ。So right now、I like 定位置の国 a lot。
それと、今そのライチ光クラブと同じ、雑誌で連載しているこの、少年十字軍、インノさん少年十字軍という作品もすごく自分ではエロティックセーフです。
So、also at the same time, I'm drawing Inno san 少年十字軍 on a magazine called
Erotics F.
Erotics F、which I used to draw Light Hikari Club、
これはまあ中世に、実際あった少年だけの十字軍クルセイダーズ。
The story is about、middle age in France and it's a crusade only with kids.
Oh, that's a children's crusade. It's a,
yeah, yeah, children's crusade.
の話を、まあ、自分なりにこうまあ、組み立てて、まあ、最終的には割と悲劇的な最後を迎えていく少年たちというのを書いております。
So I created a story and、I think in the end the children have kind of a destructive life、
この2冊と、まあ、そうですね、連載中という意味ではそのさっきの人間失格も連載が終わった際ばかりなので、
この I also just finished the series of、No Longer Human. I just finished it.
このあたりはやっぱり一番こう記憶が新しい分思い入れも強い作品ですね。
So I have a feeling, deep feeling towards those three、titles because I'm working on it and then I just finished one, so、I have a new memory.
Can you tell me a little bit about your working setup? Do you have a studio or do you have a studio in your house? Like a separate studio or in your house? And、do you work with assistants or are you、doing work on your own?
はい、僕はまず、月曜日の午前10時ぐらいになるとアシスタントが4人やってきます。
So on Monday morning at 10 o'clock, four assistant arrives.
で、月曜日はそれで12時間アシスタントと一緒に仕事をします。
So on Monday, I work 12 hours with my assistants.
で、火曜日になると3人やってきます、10時に。
On Tuesday, I have three assistants at 10 o'clock.
で12時間仕事をします。
12時間。
And I work 12 hours.
で水曜日になると1人アシスタントがフィニッシュワークのアシスタントが1人やってきます。
And、on Wednesday I have one assistant for finish work.
で12時間仕事します。
And I work 12 hours.
それで、その3日間で約、15ページから18ページを仕上げます。
So within those three days, I finished 15 to 18 pages.
そして、木曜日、金曜日あたりは、打ち合わせや取材やそういうことをします。
And Thursdays and Fridays, I spend time with like interviews or meetings.
で、土曜日あたりには、ネームといってネームって分かるのかな、コンテを書きます、
はい、
ストーリーボード、うん、
So on Saturdays I make a storyboard.
で日曜日は 次の日からスタッフが来るので、あの作画の準備、あの、下書きとかをします。
So on Sunday, because I have assistants on Monday, I prepare for my work.
これを10年間続けてます。
I've been doing the same process for 10 years.
それより前は一人で描いてました。
Before that, I was drawing by myself.
Thank you for interrupting your busy schedule to come to Toronto.
忙しいところ来てもらってありがとうございます。仕事中断させてすみません。
I wanted to ask you, one of your works, 51 Ways to Save Her, I don't know what it's the
Japanese,
was supposed to be released this September, but unfortunately that publisher is no longer publishing, in English I mean, but the French version is available, Tokyo Magnitude, it's called Tokyo Magnitude 8, Since the recent tragedy in Japan, it's been very popular at the store because people are trying to gain insight into what it must be like in Japan right now. Can you talk about your feelings about that manga and having seen the recent tragedy, would you change anything or would you emphasize different things in the manga now?
まずこの彼女を守る51の方法という漫画について説明すると、まず東京のお台場で、就職活動に来た男の子と、バンドの追っかけに来た、ゴスロリ姿の女の子がもともと同級生だったんですけど、その2人が再会するところからお話が始まります。
So the story begins at Odaiba, a guy who's looking for work and a girl who's wearing kind of gothic Lolita costume, they meet in Odaiba. That's the beginning of the story. And they used to be a classmate.
で、その2人が震災にあって、たくさんの苦難を乗り越えながら、家に帰るまでの1週間、その間にはいろんな事件に遭遇しながら帰っていくのを、このくらいの厚さで全5冊、おそらく、800ページ強で書いたお話です。
And、so the story is about likeThose two people, experienced a really big earthquake, and for after that 1 week, they had to get back home, and they'll meet a lot of problems before they go home. And the book is five books, and it's about 800 pages.
それは東京の直下で起こった地震なので、津波とかは起こらなかったという設定。で書きました。
But the story is Tokyo gets earthquake just underneath Tokyo, so there's no tsunami in it.
で、今やっぱりこう地震というのは起こる季節や、あとは海の下で起こるのか陸の下で起こるのか、夏に起こるのか冬に起こるのか。それによって全く災害の風景が違ってくるものだと思います。
Now after I experienced the earthquake, I know that it really depends where the earthquake happens. Is it under the ocean or it's inland? And also depending on the season, if in the summer or the winter, the weather also affects a lot.
例えば今回の日本で起こった地震も、前回の阪神・淡路大地震も冬に起こった地震です。
So this earthquake just happened, and also the previous big earthquake in Hanshin, the Kobe earthquake, both happened in the winter.
これが例えば夏に起こったものであったら、例えば遺体の匂いであるとか、そういう腐る速度であるとか、そういうものに、あとはその、伝染病の蔓延とか、そういう違う災害っていうのものがクローズアップされてくると思います。
If they happen in the summer, I think there will be more smells from the dead bodies. Bodies will rot quickly, and people will get more disease like infections and stuff. And then maybe news will talk more about that.
それが今回津波という、まあ、前代未聞のぐらいの大きい津波という災害によって、そして、まあ、その上、原発が福島がああいう原発の被害に遭ってしまったという、でまたその被害が今度は、その汚染水の海洋投棄とかで、世界にも迷惑をかけてしまっているという、そういう結果に今なっています。
So we had like a really, really big tsunami, and after that we had an accident in a nuclear power plant in Fukushima, and they have to release contaminated water into the ocean, and now like we are giving problems to foreign countries. It's not only a problem within Japan because of the radiation.
だから風向き的にもやっぱりこっちのハワイやこっちのアメリカ、こちらの方にも無関係ではない話になっているのは、まあ、本当に心を痛めているし、痛めてます。
So I'm quite shocked and sad that radiation is leaking and it's moving towards Hawaii and North America because of the wind.
でまあ自分の漫画に書ききれないようなことが、予想もしなかったようなことが今いっぱい起こっています。
So there are something that I never expected when I was drawing the comic book, so
なので自分の漫画を書き直すとしたらという、そういう前提ではないのですが、今後やっぱりこう地震の問題を漫画にできるとしたら、この傷から完全にこう立ち直った頃なので、何十年も後になってしまうのではないかなと思います。
So this earthquake like had way too much things likeWhich I never expected, and if I can redraw comic book about earthquake, it'll be after I'm kind of totally healed from this shock, so it'll be like decades after.
だからまあまだその現在進行形でこう進んでいる原発の問題なのは現在進行形で進んでいるので、まだその書き直すとか、そういう今後どういうお話を自身で書くとか、そういうことはまだ考えられないし、今は、ちょっと自分には書けないなと思ってます。
Because the nuclear power plant issue is an ongoing problem, so I don't think I can draw about it.
まあやっぱ平和な時だからこそ想像して書けたっていうのはありますね。
When I drew the 50 ways to save her, that was, Japan was in the peace, so that's why I could imagine and then draw the comic book.
I really appreciate you talking about this. I know it's very difficult. Thank you. I guess I am, and it's, I don't want to go right into questions now because it's kind of a dark thing, so we're going to bring it back just a little bit. The last thing I've always wanted to know actually is I having been to Japan, there are the comics industry is 100 times bigger in Japan than it is in North America. There are so many artists and so much work, and it's wonderful when you go and you get to see comics sort of everywhere. Do you have an idea about how your work is received outside of Japan? Like, have you ever talked to people from France or North America before about your work? Do you have an idea of what people think of it? Or is it more just because there's so much going on in Japan, you're focused on Japan?
それともすごく日本でもとても充実していらっしゃるので日本のことしかあんまり耳に入ってこないですか。
いや、海外からの声っていうのはあんまり来ないですね。聞こえてこないですね。
I don't hear much from foreign countries、
で、なんだろう、メールとかでたまにあるぐらいで。
Very rarely I received an email.
なんだろう、ただね、その僕の考えとして、まあ、世界に向けて書いてるつもりはないんです。っていうのは、一番、なんだろう、こう、身近な人とか、僕が伝えたいある特定の人というのがいてですね、その人に書いたものは結果的に世界につながるんじゃないかなっていう気持ちで書いています、いつも。
それはいつも一人の特定の、
はい。
So when I make comic books, I don't mean to make it for the world or yeah. So when I make a comic book, I think about one particular person and I think through the person, maybe the comic book will be like.
その人、そう、その一人の人は、まあ、僕が書いたものをきっと喜んでくれてるはずだし。
So I think that the particular person is happy about what I'm writing.
それを、きっとこれは読みたいだろうなと思ったものを書いているので、でも結果的にその一人の人が面白いと思ったものは世界中の人のどっか同じ心のどっかに引っかかるんじゃないかなと信じています。
So I make it for this particular person and this person thinks my comic book is funny and interesting. I'm sure the people in the world thinks in the same way because it's kind of universal.
で、その一人の人っていうのは、まあ思春期だった自分です。
The person is actually me when I was in when I was young, like in high school.
Very good. Thank you. We've got a little bit of time left. Would you like to take some questions from the audience?
ちょっと時間があるので質問を受けて
ください。 Hi, so, I gotta play favorites now. Sorry, Ryan, you get to go first. If you could ask questions, it's gotta be translated so succinctly. Thank you.
Thank you for this. You're one of my favorite artists. I wondered if you could talk about Plastic Girl. Plastic Girl is a book where each spread is in a different medium. So there's tiles, paintings, and I show this book to my friends who are artists to try to inspire them. So if you could talk about that project.
これは、まあ、いろんな、まあ、板に描いたりとか。
So I drew it on a wood, piece of wood.
布にこう紙を縫い付けたり。
On the material, the cloth, and then
和紙に描いたり。
I drew it on 和紙, like a Japanese paper.
あと、描いたものをポラロイドで撮ってみたり。
I took a picture like with a Polaroid camera.
タイルに描いてみたり。
I drew on tiles.
まあ石に描いてみたり。
I drew on stones.
ステンドグラスをしてみたり。
I did stained glass.
あのなんだろう、すごいこれこんな分厚いんですけど、あのあ 穴を鉄でこう溶接とかしてみたり、
I made a hole into like a wall and、I melted、like iron and stuff、
あと段ボールに書いてみたり、
on the cardboard box、
まあ、そういう、紙から抜け出したいという欲求の表れです。
I wanted to、be free from the paper.
それがこれはまあその女の子が、まあ、自分のその、思春期のそういう枠から抜け出したいというようなテーマと僕のその紙から抜け出したいというテーマが合わさったような作品です。
So this is about this young girl who wanted to be kind of like adult and the me wanted to be away from the paper.、
自分の中ではこの、すごく思い切って楽しくできた作品だけどもう二度とやりたくない作品でもあります。
So, I did my best. It was really fun, but I don't want to do it again.
ステンドグラスとかもう道具材料費だけでどれだけかかったかという。
I spent a lot of money on materials, like the stained glass.
Thank you.
Yes.
どういうふうに教えるか。
So my question is that if he was actually a high school teacher,
先生でピカソみたいな生徒がいたら、まあ、どういう
to describe the Picasso, the main character from the series of Genkaku Picasso, how would you describe the student?
まあね、でも高校の先生をやってるときは、まあまあ、みんなこう思春期の子ばっかりだから、なんだろう、あやこは意外とこう出さないんですよ、自分のこと。
So when I was in the high school teacher, I was surrounded by the students in their own puberty and they don't normally show their expressions.
特に先生にはそういう面を見せようとはしないですね。
Especially towards the teacher, they never show who they are or their feelings.
だから、そういうのを、なんだろう、アドバイスとかそういうことも難しいですね、高校生にはね。
So I think it's difficult to give advice to high school students.、うん、
だけど、やっぱりこう絵のことをこう絵に一生懸命な子に対してやっぱりこう絵をきちっと教えることによって、彼の中でその絵に対する悩みが一つなくなればこう、彼の悩みは一つ減るわけです、うん、
So if I can teach how to draw to a student who is really serious about painting and drawings, if I can solve, one thing about him, and that reduces the amount of stuff that he's suffering.、うん、
だからまあ教師のできる役割っていうのはそれほど多くはないけど、でもそれはすごく絵を教えるっていうことに僕は一生懸命やってたし、それは大事なことだろうなとは思ってました。
So I don't think there's too many things that our teachers can do, but I was very serious about teaching art, and that's something like solves the kids' problem.
逆にお友達だったんですか？ what if you were a friend of Picasso, how would you describe
it? 友達？
もしピカソと友達だったら、
自分が友達だったら。
っていうか友達っていうかね、あ、ピカソは自分自身なんですよ。
そうなんだ。
So she was asking, what if he was a friend with Picasso and he said, Picasso is myself.
なんかそのもう僕は絵ばっか描いてて高校生の時。
So I was just painting and drawing when I was a student, a high school student.
友達もあんまいなくて。
I didn't have many friends.
であの絵上手くなったらなんか女の子にモテるかなとか思ったり。
So I thought maybe I'll be popular among girls if I'm a good, you know, painter.
でもそんなことは全くなくて。
But it never happened.
でも絵によって絵を上手くなれば誰かとつながると嬉しいなと思って帰ったんです。
But I thought like if I could paint and I could paint well, I thought maybe like I could connect with someone.
でもそれがやっぱり描いてるうちに、まあ、予備あの美術予備校の友達とやっぱりこう深くつながれたりとか。
But then like throughout like drawing, I became friends with the art school students.
で、最終的にはっていうか、まあ、結果はこうやって仕事として絵が仕事になってこうやって世界の人とつながれるようになったっていうのは自分がピカソだとしたらすごく幸せなことだと思います。
And eventually, like I could work as a comic book artist, and I can use my painting as my job, and I can come to like a foreign countries, and now like I'm connected to like people outside of Japan, and I'm very happy. And I think if Picasso was me, Picasso would be very happy too.
Thank you.
Sorry, Abby.
In your work, you deal with a lot like.
サムライミ監督とか好きでよく若い頃見てましたね。なんか
I liked Sam Raimi. So I watched a lot of his films when I was young.
Yeah. あとそのなんか日本のホラーとかも好きで、まあ見てはいたんですが、最近になってこう、ちょっとなんか年のせいか怖いものは苦手になってきましたね。
So I used to watch like a lot of horrors and Japanese horrors, but recently maybe I'm getting old, but I don't watch too many horrors.
なんか若い頃の方が刺激を求めてたというかですね。
I think I was looking for like stimulation when I was young.
今はなんかこう自分でこうそういうのを探してみたりとかあんまりしなくなりました。
Now I don't really look for that kind of stuff.
だからそういうホラーとかそういうものの影響があるのかないのかって言ったらまああるんですけど、どちらかって言ったら映画とかよりも梅津和夫先生の漫画とかそういうのには影響を受けてます。
So I think I'm influenced by like horror movies, but I think I'm mostly influenced by comic book artist called Umetsu Kazuo. He's a Japanese horror comic book artist.
Cool. Thank you. We have time for one last question. Did you want to ask it at the back there? Or... Yeah, sorry.
I was wondering since Bokuran no Hikari Club is being serialized online, what do you think about the use of the internet and computers in cartooning?
His new work, yeah, his new work is being serialized online, and what does he think of the use of the internet in cartooning?
Internet を使って作品を紹介するっていうことに関してどう思われていますか？
今エロティック政府の太田出版が、作っているウェブサイトでさっきのライチ光クラブの新作をこれの新作を、今連載しています。 サイトですね。
So right now on the website called Erotics F, it's done by Ota Publisher. I am showing my comic book, like a new comic. It's a sequel to Raichi Hikari Club.
で実はこれは僕が太田出版と1、2年ぐらい前から打ち合わせを重ねて、まあ、こういうのを作ってほしいと僕が言った企画です。
Actually, it was my idea. Like, I was asking Ota Shippan about a couple of years ago, and I said, you know, I want them to make a website like this.
どういう、ちょっとこれ変わってるんですが、吹き出しの形で読んだ人がコメントを書き込めます。
So it's an interesting style. In a bubble, people who read this comic can add the comments in a bubble.
なぜこういうのを作ったかっていうと、例えばこうコメディアンなんかがギャグを言ったらみんなバッて笑ってくれるの羨ましいなと思ったんですよ。
So I felt like I was very envy of comedians because comedians get instant reaction. If they say something funny, people laugh.So I want people to react in the same way. Like I wanted to see the instant reaction of people.
例えばキャラクターがかっこいい表情したときにかっこいいってみんなが言ってくれるんですよ。
So if the character has like something really cool and the reader says like, oh, you're so cool in a bubble.
そういうのに書いてる側のモチベーションが上がるんじゃないかなと思ったんです。
And I thought like I'll get higher, like motivated more.By seeing people's reaction.
実際にこれに参加してくれてる漫画家の人をみんなすごく喜んでます。
And then actually people who joined this this comic like people very happy about it.
昨日トークショーしてくださった小野夏目先生も口説きました。
I'm asking 夏目小野 to join me too.
ですごく反響もあって。だからこのことに関してどう思うかっていうと、とてもハッピーだし、すごく興奮してます。
So we get really good response about this website, and I'm very happy and very excited about it.
いい質問ありがとう。
Thank you for good question. website is www.poco2.jp/ and it's free of charge.
I just wanted to say a couple things. First off, Mr. Furuya will be hosting actually a movie screening on Monday evening at the Toronto Underground Cinema called Zoo. He directed and did the storyboards, and his art is used in one of the animated sequences in the film, which is really gorgeous. I hope you'll come out. That's Monday night at 7 o'clock. He's going to be signing at the Vertical Ink booth in about 5 minutes or so, just outside of these doors. And many of the books we talked about today, the Japanese and English editions, are available upstairs at the Beguiling signing area, including, I think, copies of Flowers, which is the art book, and Plastic Girl, which we discussed. So it's the Beguiling second floor booth if you'd like to. And again, I'd like to... And Ginkaku Picasso as well from our good friends at Viz. So I'd like to thank our interpreter today, Aki Takabatake, for helping.
Thank you.
And once again, Mr. Furuya Usumaru for coming.